Let's go to our first caller, because Stan has been through this procedure. I think he's already had a diagnosis. In fact, had a diagnosis very recently. Stan, what's the story?
I had it this morning, this very morning.
It was confirmed
this morning. I had a gastroscopy, which most people will know, it's a tube down the throat into the stomach and the intestine. And that was done a few weeks ago. And they did a couple of biopsies, which were quite painless, not a terrible experience. But anyway, after that, I was told possibly it was celiac disease. And I thought, well, I've got no problem with my digestion. I have no diarrhea. I haven't constipation. But I do suffer from tiredness. And I thought, well, get to my age, which is 81, coming up to 82, I thought, well, you expect to be tired, particularly if you have a full life, and I'm involved in all sorts of things, every day, I might say. But I felt, well, that's just simply, time passing by.
So this was a surprise to you to have this diagnosis,
yes,
at your good age?
It was picked up by my GP when I mentioned tiredness, and he said, let's have a look at your blood.
So has this been a bit of a shock to you? And
Very, very much so, because I enjoy my food, particularly crusty white bread or any other bread. But now I've got to look forward to something that's, second class as far as I'm concerned. And I was wondering if there's anyone would say, hopefully your advisor today would say, what one should do. Obviously, there's diet I should have to be on. I'm going to see the dietitian sometime, and then I should know what I can eat.
Right, over to Paul, as you say, our expert today. And sorry, tail there, no more crusty white bread. But what is Stan going to eat, in fact, and enjoy in the future with this diagnosis now?
Well, it was very interesting to hear, Stan, of your experiences here. It is unusual for celiac disease to present in your sort of age group, but it clearly can do, and as you've so graphically described to us. Some people would argue about the use of a gluten-free diet in your age group, but in a situation where you've very clearly given a history of being symptomatic with tiredness, I would strongly advise you to follow the advice that you've been given, and that is to take a gluten-free diet, because in my experience you will find a considerable increase in your general amount of energy and feel much improved. And a gluten-free diet isn't that bad. You can obtain gluten-free bread from your pharmacy, which is available on prescription through your general practitioner.
Oh, good, yeah.
And I don't think you'll find it's quite as bad as you think.
No, I've tried one of the major stores, and the bread was something similar to cake, very small texture, and not in any way easy to eat.
Not very palatable is what you're saying.
Well, unless it was toasted. Put other things on it then.
One thing you can do is to buy a bread maker and get recipes for gluten-free bread.
Mm.
And then my own personal experience from talking to many patients is what they do is they either freeze it or slice it and then freeze it, and then that actually keeps much better and keeps it in a palatable form for a longer period of time.
Well, that sounds hopeful anyway.
Stan, thank you very much. Please stay listening. I think there will be some more questions about this gluten-free diet, but if it relieves your symptoms, in this case of tiredness, then that can only be a good thing, and leaving you to get on with life.